Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everybody, Matthew here. Just a heads up, the episode you're about to hear was recorded pre-isolating, pre-social distancing, pre the world going absolutely insane. But to hear how we are coping with life under the coronavirus, then go to patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare for daily updates. Stay safe, stay inside, and enjoy the episode.
Greetings, listener dear!
Wow, that was a huge one from Tom today.
It was all right, wasn't it?
Really good, really strong. You know what? Hit it with loads of energy. I loved it, absolutely.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning. And we're right here inside the listener's ear canal.
That is correct.
We might as well give them
happy Tuesday, everybody. We've got. unfortunately, that's everything we had.
Now, listen, dear listener, we assume you're on some kind of, you know, you could be travelling into work.
You could be on the treadmill.
You could be walking down the road.
You could be walking up some stairs.
Absolutely right.
Absolutely right.
If you're in public, have a glance around right now and touch the top of your head. Whoa! Is anyone else touching the top of their head? If they are, they are a listener dear too.
Oh, I see. Oh, nice.
Share a knowing look and now look away.
Parry, that would work only if the podcast went out live.
Yes, that's very
true. Doesn't work quite as well.
No, but you never know.
It could just be someone adjusting their hat.
It's worth a try, though.
Yeah.
We'll keep trying.
And then maybe in the coming days, you might just see someone randomly put their hand on their head and you'll be like, I know what that's
exactly.
I know, they're a listener dear.
And they're looking around. So just keep your eye out for it.
Put your hand on your head, but of course, do not touch your face.
Crucially, in these
COVID-19 times.
In these post-Me Too times. Don't touch your face.
No, that's not what this is. But anyway, welcome to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
It's a house meeting.
House meeting.
Well, we cover the lot today.
We really do. It goes to some places that I wasn't expecting to go.
It goes to Mexico.
It goes to the co-op.
It goes in the past.
It goes to the thorny issue of work experience.
Finally, rearing its ugly head.
Finally, someone's tackled the topic of work experience.
Yes.
Not afraid to say, it's us.
Well,
we
hope you enjoy it. If you do enjoy it, then show your support for the podcast. Get on board at the Patreon.
Yes.
We've got loads of lovely stuff there.
Yes. Every Thursday, we put out a bonus episode. It could be a bonus house meeting. It could be a bonus Beef Brothers. It could even be Jingle as a single or some outtakes from our live shows. It's always great, something fun. It's always fun. There's also drunk episodes, which we're doing. We're about to record one of those later on today.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that.
Getting the pre-drinky excitement.
Oh, you get the jitters. You get the pre-drinky.
The jitters is different.
All right, because I've got the
post-drinky.
I've got the violent shakes, and I've had them since about 7 a.m.
That's different. The tremors.
We'll get to the drinky.
I'm
going to lie down.
Okay, we're going to crack into this episode. Have fun. We'll see you on the other side with some more things to tell you.
Yep.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Do you have anyone in your life that you don't know the name of but you speak to all the time? Because I've got the woman in the co-op.
Mum.
You only know her by her code name.
That's it. Only by the code name Mummy.
Mum's the word.
Are you ever a mummy or a daddy, or do you always go mum and dad?
Always mum and dad.
Yeah?
There was a cut-off point where mum was like, you can't... I remember like there was a moment where I tried to say mum too early and she was like, no.
Oh, right. I thought it was the other way around.
I'm still mummy.
You're still mummy.
Still mummy up until like, I don't know, like when
18,
I was 11
19.
Or something.
Have you ever gone first names to your parents?
No.
No. I know my friend Tom did it when he when he's very into The Simpsons.
So you're talking about your dad, Tom.
No. Right. he was very into The Simpsons, and Bart called Homer.
Yeah.
Homer, not Dad.
That's right.
And so he started calling his dad Jeff, and not Dad. And he and still
how,
does.
How is Jeff with that?
Jeff likes it, I think. I mean, he is called Jeff.
Because my wife's the same. My wife calls her mom Thelma, and they're very
That's
close.
Right.
And
they she love does, it. Doesn't like, she?
They've got a very strong bond, but she just...
She never calls her mom. I never noticed that, but you're absolutely
and
right.
And she'll say, like, I can ask my mom, or I can ask mom, and then goes Thelma. And it's like, I find that that transition...
You find that disconnect a little weird?
But I've never been able to make that leap. But then I've got a similar thing with, like, say, for example, my English teacher, who I'm still in touch with on Facebook and stuff, I still call him Sir.
Yes, that's interesting. No,
he still feels like Sir to me, so I'm always like.
Sometimes the kids
like,
I taught get in touch, and they'll still call me Sir, and it feels weird. Or they'll call me Mr. Crosby. And it feels a bit of a weird sort of thing. Yeah,
that's but, right.
Well, it's interesting you say that about your dad, though, because you call your dad 00 Dave.
00, yeah.
So actually, you've got a nickname for your dad.
You've got a nickname that he's become 00.
Yeah.
I call my dad Fat Boy actually.
That's
all I call him.
And I call him the Slayer.
Yeah, of course.
Why'd you call him the Slayer? Because if
he killed a rat, with a broom.
What?
Yeah, we had a rat in our kitchen.
What?
It rains.
That's not what the song's about. The UB40 song is about your dad,
that's
the
it.
Slayer.
Yeah, that's it. We had this this rat in our kitchen. We couldn't get rid of it for ages and ages. It was like behind all the cupboards and everything. So my parents had to empty the kitchen of all of its produce.
Right.
And your mum likes to buy a lot of produce.
She does.
She loves a bargain. She loves a sort of 3 for 2.
And she hates waste as well.
She hates
so
waste,
nothing goes in the bin. Everything has to be used.
Right.
And he... So occasionally you'd hear it scuttling around. You'd open a cupboard and see it like dart behind. It was terrible.
A rat as well.
It's quite fun being a rat.
Oh, yeah.
Like living that life.
Well, I've seen Ratatouille.
Weaving and diving and... Controlling chefs.
Weaving and diving and sitting under a hat. I mean, that would be a dream life for me.
I mean, like,
if you truly are rat fan.
Rat fans.
I think being a rat must be a good lifestyle. Most people are scared of you.
Yes.
You're tough.
You're small.
You're small, thank you.
You're small, but you have high status. Like, you scare these big things. That are supposed to be smarter than you and stuff, but you scare the shit out of them.
Yeah.
That must feel amazing.
Could a dog, though, kill a rat? Like, if a dog saw a rat, it would run after it and try and bite it, right?
Yeah.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So you wouldn't want to fuck with the wrong animal.
Same with cats, obviously.
Rat would... Yeah, would a cat kill a rat? Would it just kill a mouse?
Oh, no, yeah. Cat kill a rat, mate.
Yeah?
Cow kill a rat, bruv. Brought out the yardie in Clarkie.
Even the smallest cat and the biggest rat.
I don't think you've ever heard a yardie before.
Yeah, there's no competition,
Cow kill a rat, bruv.
So if you're picking an animal, would you lead with rat?
Would I, if I had to pick any animal to be?
Yeah. We've gone wildly off.
This is answer my question. We'll get back. I mean, that's never you know.
We'll get back to the
point. The point is never the point, and we'll get back to the carp in a minute because I've got to pick up some toilet rolls.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick an animal to be, I would want one.
Hang on. Like this feels like that's gone very wide, hasn't it?
It's true.
Are you going to be are you in the same vicinity? Like, do you know what I mean? Like
personally,
like, oh, I'd be a puma in Sahara.
Pick an animal.
Or you go
that,
like, would you be?
Pick an animal
I don't
that
know
we could
pumas live in the Sahara
that we could see very soon.
Clarkie just flashed me a look then, like going, pumas don't live in the Sahara. It was very quick, dear listener, but it was strong. Do you know what I mean? Like it.
I was thinking
in the same vicinity that you live in,
right?
Or is
in,
it any
in the same house?
Anywhere?
Wait, any animal anywhere? I reckon, but then is that too broad?
Yeah, it's too broad. Any animal
that's
could,
too broad.
Just
ben.
A Sahara.
Any any animal that could feasibly get into your kitchen.
You've still got to live in the same area that you're in. You've got to use the same kitchen.
Got to use the same kitchen.
We're back to Ratatouille.
Yeah. You've got to fit under a chef's hat. That's the only rule, okay? You can be any animal you like. You've got to fit without detection under a chef's hat. What animal are you going for?
This is not a good game.
What? Hang on a sec. I've got to call ITV2 because I'm pitching in half an hour.
So you live in the same area.
Yeah.
You can't live 5 miles away from your current home. What animal are you going to be?
Peregrine falcon.
Strong.
Yeah.
Super fast. They eat rats.
They all live on the side of the motorways, don't they?
Love it.
Is there something?
Do you know why?
There?
Dogging.
A peregrine falcon loves to dog.
I'm there shagging Gillian Tailforth. I'm having a great old time.
But would a falcon dog a cat?
Would a falcon dog a cat? Now
yeah,
we can,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now we're getting into it.
Oh yeah, brother, falcon and dog a cat.
You get a falcon, you get
a dog a rat, mate. Cat, dog, rat. Yeah.
Would you like to see?
Okay, here we go. This is how we play.
This is how we play.
Are we talking about what animals we want to see fucking?
Yeah.
I'm in now. This
would
is
like
better than
see
under a chef's hat.
A cat having sex with a dog.
That's the end of the question.
It's the end of the question.
I mean, you'd think fair play.
You'd think fair play.
You've stepped up your game.
Someone's done well. It's a bit like when there's a kid in year seven who's dating someone in year 11. You're like, fair play.
Oh, my God.
Fair play, mate.
Fair play, Stevie.
Hang on. Where did you just go? 7 to 11?
Yeah.
Is that... No, did that ever happen to your school?
I've told you about Stevie.
Oh, Stevie.
Front names only.
He's too cool to listen to podcasts.
No, but you know what? He's got friends who are not in prison. We may have to take a little chunk out of this. Oh, God, I suddenly had a panic attack there.
You've been talking about my man. You've been talking on your podcast about my man.
All I'm saying is that he was in year seven. He was representing. He was going out with someone in year 11.
Wow.
He was doing all right. I mean, she was doing very badly.
Yeah. Okay. So what would you say to a cat?
Do you know what?
No.
You're absolutely right, Parry. We've got to move the conversation on, but I cannot accept that as the next. Yeah. What would I say to a cat? I mean, I say a lot to my...
Hello.
Do you know what? I say a lot to Cosmo.
Get out of my kitchen.
Oh, if Cosmo, you've got a cat.
If Cosmo brought a little terrier home and said...
That's sort of awkward for you as a parent.
Yeah. And said, like, actually, we're shagging. Number one, I'd be delighted that my cat could talk. Number two, I think, is this really what's best for you? You're only small.
It would be cool if cats could bring home the person they were shagging to meet you. Wouldn't that be adorable?
Shake you by the paw and ask for your permission.
Yeah. Like, because obviously the cats go around and about. Does your cat go around and about?
No. Are you asking?
Obviously, cats go around and about. Does your cat?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. I mean, dear listener, I don't know much about cats.
Can I just say?
I don't. Cats go around and about. Cats go around and about.
I don't normally get offended, but. Are you calling Cosmo a slag?
I'm just saying.
Listen, I said if I was a peregrine falcon, I'd be a slag, and I'm allowed to say that. Yeah, Cosmo's not here to defend herself,
all
right?
There's nothing wrong with it, though. Cosmo wants to go out and about. Cats go out and about, right? Surely one of the best things about being a cat is you go out and about.
Yeah.
That's one of the highlights of
that was
a cat.
One of the best things about the TV show Top Cat, wasn't it?
Well,
he's constantly out and about.
He's constantly out, and if he's not out, he's about.
He sounds like Mickey Flanagan.
I think I may be confusing Top.
Okay.
I'm going about. I may be confusing Top Cat with Mickey Flanagan.
You do feel
Can I ask you a question?
Go on.
What would you say to Mickey Flanagan?
I'd say, you got a cat.
You got a cat.
House meeting. It's at Pappy's Tweet if you fancy tweeting.
House meeting.
Go on, Parry.
Cats do seem to be like,
go on,
like, well, they have like a nightlife, and you know, like, you think that they have it more. They're like I said, I don't want to get murky, but they're out. They have a bit more, don't they?
They have a bit of the old.
They're off the leash in a way that dogs literally aren't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's because you don't put a leash on a cat unless you're your weird neighbour.
They're literally off the leash.
Okay.
So like, you don't open, you don't let dogs go out at night and go like, go and make friends and then pop back in the morning.
It's a good point.
But
yeah,
cats do, don't they?
Cats.
Yeah, some
homing pigeons.
A lot of cats. Off they go. Peregrine falcons.
Peregrine falcon.
The
yeah.
big three.
The big three.
The
yeah.
big sexy three. but it's like, that's kind of, that's the gist of being a cat, is you have a certain degree of freedom.
You've got
that you don't have when you're a dog.
You've got freedom of the city.
If you're a pet,
you've got keys to the
kingdom, exactly. Yeah.
If you're a dog living with a cat,
yeah.
Like you're looking at the cat going, you sod.
Where are you getting
out
off
and
to?
About at night. Off you go. I can only, A, go out during the day, B, with fucking the big one, on the end of something.
Yeah.
I can sniff.
Yeah.
That's about it. So I look, but don't touch. You know what I mean? And the cats are like an older brother.
Yeah.
And the dogs are like a teenager.
And the dogs are going, is it any wonder I'm fucking the furniture?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I, you know, you get to go out.
Yeah.
And also, not only do you get to go out, you get to go out, you get to go about. You get to go out, you get to go about. Yeah. When you come back from going out and about,
yeah.
you come back and you, with your sharp claws, scratch the fuck out of the thing I'm fucking.
You know what? They're scratching it to say, that's another one. Another one on my tally.
Listen, I talked about fucking a peach on a bonus podcast, all right?
Oh, sorry.
Most
mate.
People don't know about that. Don't go horny on Maine.
Don't right, go horny point. On Maine. Let's go back to talking about cats fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can I just say, if you'd like to hear, of course, the story of me fucking a peach, what an awful advert that is.
That is not but, to sell the
Patreon.com /Pappy's Flatshare. But let's get back to talking about what it must be like to see a cat and a dog going at it.
So no. What I'm saying is,
let's keep it clean.
Does your cat go out and about?
No.
Not allowed?
No, because she is an exotic short hair and they're liable to be nicked. So... yeah, people want to nick the exotic short hairs, so we can't really... We let her out in the back garden. She has a lovely play in the back garden with us.
So she's not about, basically.
She's not about. She goes
she's
out.
She's off the market.
But not about, yeah.
Sorry, other cats who are okay. listening. Cosmos, off.
Yeah.
Menu.
Why do you mention off menu?
It's a good podcast. Join the Patreon, you'll get an episode of Off Menu every Wednesday. Okay, that's what we're doing now. We're really stooping to tactics.
We can't put out an episode of Off Menu, can we?
Crosby fucked a peach just for the Patreon, okay?
That wasn't my dream meal. Let me just say that now, okay?
That's why he wasn't invited on Off Menu, I can tell you that.
A genie didn't appear.
He really went off menu.
That's a real peach gobbler.
It's not popular.
No mistake.
Poppadoms or bread, or a little bit of a peach shagging.
So a cat's the horniest creature around.
No, you are, by the sound of it. The horniest creature around.
I'm just Harry's out and about.
Well, you know,
a cat's the horniest.
They're roaming the night, aren't they? It's like, that's the exciting time. I mean, go back
but
to rap.
Hold on, though.
Hello.
Talking about roaming the night and, yeah. and going at it.
Yeah.
Foxes.
Yeah, the foxes.
Oh, the foxes. Oh, the foxes, they love it. Oh, foxes. Foxes love to wail when they're fucking
away. Dog,
that's trying to be my fox noise.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
that's my fox fucking.
I always like... Yeah.
Okay.
Who could do the best?
Your turn.
Okay.
This is how we play.
That's good, actually.
Sorry, halfway that's through your Tom's. Impression of a fox shagging, I did an impression of a gibbon.
It's a fox
Tom's was the worst, but it got me off the most.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something, you know.
Are you familiar with the
sound of a fox shagging?
Sound of a fox
apparently
shagging.
Not.
No. Are you familiar with the dog and pony show?
Now you've put
the
an image.
The dogging pony?
No, the dog and pony show.
You put an image in my head there.
Where they would...
It's not a dog going at a pony, is it? Because fair play to the man.
Yeah,
that is year seven with the upper sixth.
If you went to Tijuana, way back when down Mexico way, right? If you went, you know, back when
is this real or is this a playground?
Is this Hotel California?
This is real, man. But you can check out anytime you like. But you can never leave. No, this is true.
The image will never leave your head.
It was one of the things that they used to do. There would be a travelling dog and pony show where they would get a dog and a pony to have sex, and all the people in the you know, they'd show up in the village and everyone would pay their money and they'd go into a little tent and the dog and the pony would shag and then everyone would, you know.
Golly.
Say, what I love about that. I've seen a dog and pony.
there's someone who would have paid for that show and would still, as an older gentleman, be going, kids these days. Kids these days. And it's a wholesome stuff like we used to do.
With their Snapchat.
Very impressed by your Tijuana action.
What are you talking about, mate?
It's like we were there.
Do you know what? It really put me in mind of that Gomez song.
Tijuana, anywhere did you go?
I'll tell you where I went. To the Dog and Pony Show, mate.
All the way to the Dog and Pony Show.
And if you're not on board with the Gomez reference, then you really are listening to the wrong podcast.
I tell you what, we've done Roland Rat.
Guys, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Have you heard of Off Menu?
I like to think, the romantic in me likes to think that with the Dog and Pony Show, a guy stumbled on a dog and pony who were already in love and said, I'm taking you on the road, guys, as opposed to training a dog to go at a pony.
Or
sadly, I think the reality is dark and awful.
Although,
well, I'm glad I brought it up anyway. Sorry, Clarky.
I mean, maybe they did. To even have the idea, you'd think you'd probably see it first, maybe.
Oh, hopefully.
Hopefully you saw a dog fuck a pony first.
At the very least, we hope that that's happened to you.
I hope, guys, this wasn't a twisted dream of yours. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to see the Dog and Pony Show from the imagination of Senor Pervo, or whatever his name would be, who's running the Dog and
Pony Show. His name
is Senor Pervo. Can we try and sell the film The Second Greatest Showman?
the worst showman with Ron Perlman.
Something like that.
Ron Perlman plays Senor Pervo.
Yeah. It's not bad, is it?
This isn't a bad idea, actually.
I mean, it's one of our best.
It's one of our better ideas. So we've got this.
Or Senor Pervo. Senor Pervo had no choice. He goes to his careers interview. What's your name, Senor Pervo? What do you want to be? Well, I dream of being a dentist.
Yeah,
no, that's a mate.
Not going to work out.
Get out the back. There's a dog and a pony out
with
there.
That accent sort of. Can I just ask another question of Senor Pervo?
Senor.
Why are you wearing a chef's hat?
I've never been to a dentist before. I thought this is how they leave.
What's under that chef's hat?
No!
Oh, my God.
Get out of here!
It's a dog and pony controlling everything he does.
Yes.
It turns out Senor Pervo was just a pawn in the whole game. The dog and the pony really were the pervs behind it all. Anyway, we put that to bed.
Thanks God for that. The Disney film you'll never see.
It's great songs. I could imagine some fantastic songs.
Ooh.
I mean, This Is Me. You don't want to see that version of This Is Me, do you?
Well, you know, kind of accept people for who they are.
You do have to accept people. And if someone wants to have sex with a dog.
Is that the message of the film?
Of The Greatest Showman?
The Second Greatest Showman.
The Second Greatest Showman.
The Second Greatest
Showman.
Maybe the message of that film is like, you have to accept people, but not everything.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the Lady and the Tramp scene. Ron Perlman's there playing the old...
that's my favourite things.
It's a mashup.
isn't it Bella Noche, the song?
This wonderful Bella Noche.
My favourite things. My least favourite things. A dog and a pony going at it in an alley.
How do they make bread with no wheating?
House meeting.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, this woman in the co-op.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. She's in your life.
She's
you see
in
her
my
every
life.
Day.
She's in my week.
In your week.
I do see her a lot, yeah. And we always have a chat. And
no name badge.
Never asked. No, she's not. She didn't work for the co-op. She's a woman who stays.
The plot.
She hangs out in the co-op quite a lot. She's often sitting there reading the paper at the by the paper stall. She just hangs out in the co-op. Yeah,
sitting down.
She'll often be sitting on maybe like if they've got a stack of like crates of Coke. She'll sit on that and
she'll
read the paper.
She's a local eccentric.
She's a local eccentric. Yeah,
a character.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever have a shop you hung out in when you were younger?
Yes.
What was your shop?
Time Trek, which was the comic book shop in Bromley High Street that I used to. I hung out in there until eventually they sort of gave me a job.
Would you go down there on your own?
Yes, and I would know the staff, so I'd hang out with the staff.
Right.
Jim and Rob, lovely guys.
So are they listening?
Well, my next question was going to be, did they hate you being there? But this obviously sounds
they probably did,
you got
actually. They probably, yeah. I mean,
can I shock you?
Yeah.
Jim was a dog. And Rob was a pony.
And Matthew, the dogging peregrine falcon, was loving it.
I was nuts deep. Now, so...
What was your shop that you had?
Video shop, classic.
Yep.
Blockbuster.
And
Friday night, we were there.
And also there was a record shop in town that my friend did work experience in, and I went in every day because I was on study leave whenever I was like studying
so hang
for
out
my exams.
Shop.
So I went
Mike Lloyd's,
not that one. It was Aldi's. Do you remember Aldi's?
Yes.
It's like more of a second-hand shop.
Yes.
Not as and cool they as definitely Mike hated me in there.
Why do they hate you? Because you were always saying
buying.
Was
anything?
This
just
yeah.
for the?
I'd just gone into yeah. It
was this
for
just
that
for
long.
The week when
yeah.
your mate was on
and
work?
Then didn't feel welcome after That's, that.
Yeah.
Do they not hate you because you're always going, could we put that Sting record on?
No, they love me because of that. They appreciate good music.
Quick round of where did you do work experience?
Sure.
Work experience was fucking great, wasn't it?
It sounded like you were starting into an advert then. Work experience.
Do you want some experience of work? Then try work experience.
Can you put up a tent and wrangle a pony? Then do work experience with me,
Senor
Pervo. Work experience.
Pay no attention to the pony under my hat.
Work experience is a great thing, right?
Work experience was good, yeah.
Feels like there's more to have with work experience.
Okay, do you want to go back? Tom, what you mean is, I'm currently unemployed, yeah. And have you got any work?
Dear listener, if you have got
I'd like pay experience, if that's okay.
Like, what a buzz to suddenly be in...
A real job, yeah.
Has there been a movie where, like, a kid does work experience and turns out to be, like, Steve Jobs?
Oh.
In his kind of, or he like nails it. And by the time he goes back to school, it's like it's 2 weeks. And by the time he goes back to school, he has kind of like he's CEO, and then he gives it all up.
It kind of happens.
New jobs.
It sort of happens a bit in Big, doesn't it?
And then
it?
At the end,
not quite.
No, no. It's
of.
Like yeah, no. It's like with he is still a kid kind of thing.
Right. Okay. So he's like he goes and gets a sort of job. Like a little internship or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he rises rapidly through the ranks. Yeah. I mean, it's improbable that you could do it. It's kind of, maybe you engineer a King Ralph situation. I don't know.
Everyone in the company dies.
Yeah, something
I think
like
that.
Yes!
They pre-dissolve the company then, wouldn't
no,
they?
No, no, but like,
but they give it to the guy doing work experience.
That's a really good... Okay. It's on its way, that is. It's on its way, work experience.
He's nipped this in the bud because I think this might be an idea that makes out
into
Parry's actual portfolio.
Yeah, and then as he's leaving the building at the very end, he turns around to the wrong doors and he says, well, that's work experience. It's not a good last line, actually.
You should have nipped it in the bud.
Yeah.
Or you nipped it.
That's funny. Let's go on.
Well, that's work experience for you. Everyone else goes, it's not my experience, it's work experience.
That's my idea for every last line of any film is the title
of the film.
That's the title of the film.
That's Pulp Fiction for you.
Well, that's the Titanic, I guess.
Well, that's the Titanic, I guess, would be a great end to that movie.
Wouldn't it?
Old woman just says it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a Titanic, I guess. Yeah, I like the idea of him saying, well, that's work experience, and sort of steps out of the revolving doors of the big tower block,
yeah.
Looks up, sees his name, because obviously his name is going to be like Trump Towers across the building. That's he's just going to say like Kid or whatever his
Kid
name
Towers.
Is. Yeah, Kid Towers, yeah.
His name's Kid Towers.
His name's Kid Towers.
Kid Towers is on work experience. This is pitching itself.
This is good. Yeah. And then as the he comes out the revolving doors, he looks, he's crossing the street, looks over the road and goes, well, that's work experience, and the building collapses. Just the building collapses. Yeah. You know, bricks and mortar fly everywhere. Brick hits him on the back of the head, he dies.
Oliver Stone directing.
Oliver Stone directs, but you don't know it until the end.
It's Oliver Stone hits him on the back of the head. It's a comment on capitalism. It's kind of like, you know, like all those 80s films. All those 80s films are about
justification is amazing here. It's a comment on capitalism. Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't think too much about that, but it's a comment on... What's the comment you're making? Good or bad? Don't think too much about it.
It's a comment on capitalism.
That's work experience.
That's work experience.
Could also be a panel show.
Yeah.
Or a game show, couldn't it?
Okay, what was your work experience?
BBC...
I was going to say, do you want to guess? Where you see him do work experience, but I think he just...
I think I might have slightly given it away by saying BBC.
Was it ITV?
It was ITV.
You're pretty close.
Do you know what? In that time, I said, have you thought of an ITV too? And suddenly, a dynasty appears. Yeah,
that's work experience.
That's ITV.
That's work experience, yeah.
BBC News?
No, not BBC News.
BBC Radio 1.
You are closer.
Local radio?
No.
Radio 2?
No.
Radio 3.
It wasn't radio.
Telly. Oh, you were at TV Centre?
I was working in Television Centre, yeah.
Bloody what? Hell.
But it
Holy
was...
Holy crap.
But...
This is proper work experience.
Yeah, it was good. It was such a good job that they didn't... It was a fortnight's work, but they gave it to sort of four kids. So me and my friend Paul...
And you all had to stand on each other's shoulders, wear a big coat, present the news.
You're not going to believe this. My mate Ed is Hugh Edwards. They gave it to two of us for a week and then to two of us for the second week because it was such a good placement. But it was in the BBC Sound Archive.
What?
Really exciting.
Listening to all clips?
No, it was for...
Is that where you found out about the Dog and Pony Show?
That's, yeah.
You join me now from Tijuana, where the locals are going absolutely ballyhoop for the latest craze.
It was an old Pathé newsreel, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was if, for example, they wanted... This is mad, but if, for example, they wanted to use a bit of music on a TV show, they would send a message up to this department who would then go and find a CD of it, put the CD in an envelope, take it down to the edit suite that would then use it rather than just have it all...
So is your job looking for the CD?
Yeah, I was just... Basically, because I'd worked in Bromley Central Library, so they were like, oh, you'll know how to use the... The
shells. You'll know the alphabet.
I have a feeling it was a different. It was like a different code though. They were like, fine, you can do that. So
did you have to get Sting? CDs of Sting?
Never got a CD of Sting. No.
But I did. Job, then.
I did see some proper. I saw some proper top celebs though.
Did you?
No way.
Yeah.
Go on.
So it was around the time when the Friday Night Armistice was on. Oh, and so one time I walked down the corridor when Bainham, Iannucci and Schneider were walking the other way.
Whoa,
that was pretty exciting.
Yes, God, please.
That was pretty exciting.
Did you say anything to him?
No. But they were, you know, sometimes I think, you know, when we're walking around the corridors of power, you know, I sort of think, imagine if, you know, a young kid walked past us and saw the three of us chatting away, you know, cogitating on our ideas.
They must
go absolutely nuts for it.
Listen, if you ever see us, the three of us, together, talking through our ideas, leave us the fuck alone.
Exactly,
we might be onto something.
We might be onto something. If you ever see us leading a dog and a pony towards a tent,
please intervene. Yeah. Our career has gone to salt. Right. Clarky for work experience. What do you see him doing?
Okay.
Where do you see him? Place him.
Okay, where do I place him?
He's 15. He's wearing his dad's suit.
Did you wear a suit for it, Clarky?
No, that was a bum suit. Where I went, mate.
Were you working in an office?
No.
Were you work?
No suits where he went.
No, okay. Retail?
No.
So no uniform?
Were
no.
you down a mine?
Mine's slightly confusing because, well, keep going.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's slightly
He's
confusing.
He's dangled the carrot that it's confusing.
Was it confusing? Would it be confusing to everybody?
Was it confusing to you?
Was it confusing
no,
to you?
No, it's just, you didn't well, everything's confusing to me.
You find
what are we
work,
talking about?
You find What's work confusing.
It was in another
education establishment.
Right. So, you were working.
Did you stay in school?
Did you go to another school? I just thought, why is the school empty? Mate,
Clarky, did they move you back a year? Is that what you're saying? Because that's not work experience, mate.
Then we're going to be doing work experience for a year. We're going to go and work with the year eights. It's very important.
It's funny because when you were in year seven, you were dating the girl in year 11, but that's because they'd moved you back from year 11. Yeah. So
I was older than her at that point.
It was another educational establishment.
Yes.
You weren't teaching at university, were you?
Was it a
college? Were you working at a college?
It was at the university, yeah.
It was at the university, yeah. And you were working...
In the library?
No.
In the canteen?
No.
As a janitor caretaker?
No.
Up on the roof?
Lab technician. Up on the roof, taking pot shots. like a sniper. Were you a sniper? Were you a sniper then, Clarky?
Were you up on the roof at the uni?
Were you on the roof at the uni?
They kept moving me back.
Where have you been? I've been up on the roof at the uni for 2 weeks. Okay. Didn't wear a suit. Okay, go on.
Were you a chimney sweep? That's close to the roof.
I was.
Were you in the attic?
I was in the art department.
Oh, of course you were.
So shadowing the
life model.
Art department, no, but there was an art, there was a life model when I was there.
Whoa, ba-doing, fill your boots.
Take your boots off, isn't it? Like, funnily, don't fill your boots.
3 year nighter, that's something special, isn't it?
Yeah.
Getting to see a bit of a nudie.
Yeah.
What was the life model like? Describe them. Was it
parry?
No, I've been a life model.
That's why I'm saying parry. Described to me.
Most life models tend to be. Like middle age, slightly, like larger to give like folds and interesting, like it's kind of like it's not necessarily a pervy situation. Unless I'm there.
Yeah.
Dying, fill your boots.
Badoying, worst life model ever.
Can you please stop badoinging?
Can you stop moving? One part of you in particular.
Can you stop filling your boots? I'm trying to paint you.
You keep knocking the paint pot over.
I'm trying to keep this pony still.
God.
House meeting.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
All right, Parry, what was your work experience then, man?
Just very quick. So you were shadowing...
No. I'm moving the conversation
quickly. Very quickly.
Just very quick. This is life model.
Please stop.
Yeah, okay. Shadowing like the art teacher.
Oh, okay.
At the uni.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Befriending art students of the future?
No. Okay. Can't remember. I can't remember really making any conversation with anyone.
Did you have to like clean the paint pots and stuff?
Yeah, I had to do a bit of that. And also she made me a canvas and I got to make a couple of canvases and stuff like that. It was cool.
Pretty
was
good. Good.
That's
good
not stuff. Bad at all,
pretty
actually.
Exciting.
It was pretty good.
Parry, what was your one?
Well, tell me, answer me this. What do you see me doing?
Again, another podcast. Another more successful podcast.
I'm dropping them in.
Always good to mention them. Big shout out to Answer Me This. So what do I see you doing? Oh, you had to be in the theatre. Had to be the theatre. Was it?
Sunday.
Was it in the theatre?
No, it wasn't at all. I was in a suit. I wore a suit.
You wore a suit?
That's my first clip.
Okay, so you were working... Mm. You were suited and you were booted and you filled your boots.
I filled my boots.
Yeah, you filled your boots.
I was a life model.
So you're wearing a suit. Were you...
Wasn't in the theatre. I applied to the Big Breakfast.
Did you?
For work experience. Whoa. Got turned down.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. That was my million to one shot was to go and do
that. That would have been so good.
Yeah, did not get that.
What era was Big Breakfast that had been? Vaughan-y?
I guess it must have been, yeah. So I think I also applied to Chris Evans' Radio 1 breakfast show.
Oh, right.
Well, that might be Big Breakfast time. No.
Different time.
I think I applied to Chris Evans'
So you had Chris Evans' breakfast show.
Big breakfast.
And your third option.
Yes.
Your reserve place was what?
I was on the reporter's desk at the Express and Star.
Not bad, actually.
Local newspaper.
Journalism, yes.
Yeah, journalism.
You were a jobbing hack.
Yes, absolutely.
Love it. Did you have one of those trilby hats with the bits of paper in the side?
Up there, I did. Up on what? My head.
Yeah, on your head. That's where you keep your hat, normally. Whereas when you're a life model, you keep your hat in a very different location, didn't you? But that was to protect the modesty of some of the older.
It was to protect my anonymous sources.
Exactly. Of course.
Yeah.
Did you get a big scoop?
I
wasn't working in the ice cream parlour.
I got articles printed in the Express and Star.
Did you?
Yeah, with by Tom Parry in the later. I've got clippings.
Because you know what? We have had reviews written in the Express and Star, and they seem like they were written by someone who was not in United. Yeah.
In fact, when we last played Wolverhampton, the headline was, because Ben and I are from Wolverhampton, the headline was Friends Return to City.
Yes.
And it was a picture of Ben and I.
Returning to the city.
One of us stood on a chair.
Oh, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
You stood on a chair in the street?
Yeah. And then the headline was, yeah.
Friends return to city.
Two friends are returning to Wolverhampton.
And the strap line was, the subheading was, Friends return to city, and this time they brought a chair. So it was big news for Wolverhampton, because up to that point, chairs had only been introduced in around sort of 2015, hadn't they? So
it's quite upsetting that they thought a chair would be more interesting to photograph than you, our third member. Well, there's three of us. Yeah, but, you know, we have got this chair.
And you two are from Wolverhampton.
It's just the chair's PA has actually been breathing down our necks quite a lot recently. And if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
So bloody hell.
A journalist. And again, surely there's something in work experience guy. He gets the big scoop.
He
doesn't become CEO. He goes, suddenly he's like undercover
journalist.
He's Roger Cook.
Oh, it's Leveson Inquiry type stuff.
He's getting in there. He cracks the code.
He realizes
not the code, but like he cracks the case.
He realizes that there's phone hacking and all that kind of bullshit. Yeah, love it.
he reveals that on the back streets of Wolverhampton, Senor Pervo is plying his trade. And he busts that ring wide open.
Oh dear, don't want to do that.
Well, that's when the pony's going after the dog. When you get the order's everything, isn't it, really, with that show?
The pony and dog show, you don't want to see.
Yeah, that's the scoop you blow.
Cheapers. So anyway, you were in the co-op.
Oh yeah, I should finish the story, shouldn't I, really?
Yes.
So I see her all the time, and the other day she was standing in the doorway, and I said, oh hey, how's it going? She said, oh yeah, it's good. And I said, it's lovely moon tonight, isn't there? Lovely moon, pointed up at the moon, and she went, yeah. Should we salute it? So I said, yeah, all right. We both saluted the moon. And then she said, another time? And I said, yeah, all right. Saluted it.
Twice? Two salutes?
And then she said, once more? Three salutes to the moon.
Three salutes.
And she said, worth a shot, isn't it? And I don't know what that means. Right? Okay. I love it. It's worth a shot, isn't it?
Three salutes to the moon.
Is there like a thing that you're like, oh, if you salute the moon, you get a...
You get good wishes.
A spoon.
Salute the moon, you get a spoon, yeah.
Clarky, where's this vocal dexterity in the neighbourhood watch roll calls? Where's your A game when we get into the roll calls, mate? Because you've never been so good.
Well, listen, if we ever have a Mr. Salute the Moon join our Patreon, then we've got to give it to Clarky.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And if we ever have a Senor Pervo join our Patreon, we've got to give the name to the police.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We'll hand it into the police. Then we'll have a look at the policeman. Realise, that sergeant, he's a 13-year-old kid. And as he walks off into the cells, he turns around and says, that's work experience.
And the police station explodes.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
Out we go.
Out we go, listener dear.
Out
we go. We're off away from that house meeting.
So, goodbye house meeting.
Hello, producer Corsham with her tale of work experience. Were you producing a podcast?
No,
backstage
they didn't exist
at a radio show?
Podcast didn't exist.
Well, they didn't. I don't think so.
Is that because we
hadn't
yet to invent them?
Okay,
fair enough. Okay.
Sure. What was that? So
what did you do then? Just hold headphones with an empty socket and just follow people around?
Yeah,
I think sound existed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe. I didn't know about it at the time, sound.
Sure.
When was the first
time you encountered sound and began your love affair with sound?
Probably sort of 2012.
Yeah. It was a big Olympic year.
Danny Boyle brought
Danny
the sound.
Danny Boyle introduced sound to so many of us.
We weren't expecting it. Turned it up. That looks interesting. Yeah. What's it sound like?
That's how Beckham on a boat. That's the sound of Beckham on a boat.
Absolutely.
The Queen
sound.
Falling out of a helicopter or something.
Yeah.
Spy Queen.
Spy, everybody.
Well, what did you do as work experience?
Well, I was saying I moved school from a school.
Well, that's extreme work experience.
I got held back a year.
Sounds similar to mine.
I went from a school that didn't do work experience to one that did.
Hey. Of course.
And at the time where I had to have applied like a couple of weeks beforehand and
You've
had it all confirmed.
Got to get in early with work experience.
Yeah, so it was a panic. My neighbour owned a hairdresser, so I worked there.
Off you go.
Oh, there we go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Classic.
Now you cut all of our hairs.
All of your hairs.
Cuts all of them.
Could you
cut my hairs, please?
I've got two younger sisters who both copied. They went to the same hairdressers like 2 years later and 7 years later.
What?
And my younger sister still works at the hairdressers. So there we go.
Oh, so it took. So it works out.
They stuck about.
Did they?
Practice makes perfect.
Did they get you doing did they get you doing hair washing? Did you do that?
Yeah, all the massagey.
Did you
learning thing? And learn that you don't put lots of shampoo in, you put in two tiny amounts. You do two washes.
That's right, you're supposed to wash it. If you wash your hair, you're supposed
to
do it twice.
It's like a 10 pence piece worth amount once.
10p's worth of shampoo.
And then, yeah.
How much is that in volume of shampoo? Two bottles. It was cheap shampoo.
Yeah.
That's why they had to use it twice.
Yeah. And it's not supposed to lather the first time, and the second time will create a lather.
That's
the back of the.
This is all great information.
Listener dear, if you go to the Patreon and you join the $25 tier, then producer
massages.
Emma Caution will come around your house and wash your hair twice.
Hey!
Now, we haven't confirmed that yet with Emma Caution, but we're going to give it a go.
Yeah. £30 a month for the conditioning as well. I'll do the hair conditioning.
You have up the tier slightly, yeah.
It might be cheaper just to go to your hairdressers.
Should we do a $100 a month category on the Patreon, and it's just
you
don't get any of the other
out?
Stuff. None of the bonus, but you get one of us will come around and wash your hair.
No, I've got it. The $100 tier is the work experience tier, right? If you join, Emma Caution will wash your hair.
Yeah.
Whilst Matthew puts on music of your choice.
Yes.
Tom Parry writes it up as a report,
sure.
And Clarkie paints it.
And then they have to edit the episode for me.
Yes, yeah, that's also true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They've got to record and edit
you get
an episode.
All of our work experience skills in one experience.
That's not a bad idea.
It's actually better than the other tiers, which as it should be for $100.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then at the end, I'll promise to order you a T-shirt that will arrive in 3 years' time.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about the T-shirts. What's
I know
on?
You did.
What's
I'm
going
working on?
On
it, guys.
So last time we spoke, which was a week ago,
yes.
You said, I'm ordering them tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow's come and gone. Where are we?
Well, tomorrow is still tomorrow, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, James Bond, come on. let's talk about. Are we going to get these T-shirts? Are they going to
happen?
Yes,
tomorrow.
You've got the design.
There's another day. Yeah, I'm on it.
I'm
on it.
You're on the design.
I'm on the design. Yeah, we all are. And it's strong stuff. So
it's a very good design.
They're incoming.
Yeah.
They are.
Okay.
They are.
Cool. All right. I trust you.
What else do we need to tell them? Review on iTunes?
Yes. Leave us a review on iTunes. Join the Patreon.
Five stars should do it.
$100 should do it.
Join the Patreon. And also, if you go into Producer Caution's sister's hairdressers and say,
yes.
I'm a listener, you have to say, I'm a listener, then she will look at you strangely.
And charge you extra £5.
So bear that in mind.
Well, this episode was produced and coiffed by Emma Corsham.
It was indeed. Boy, Corsham, oh boy, don't we look good.
Corsham team. Wash them team twice.
Stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. No. Cheers, everyone.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could be so kind.
Shh.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Please.
I'm really sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, dear.
Can I get your attention?
Yes.
Can I get your attention?
Yes.
Of course.
Can I? Do you mind?
Yes, you've got my attention.
I would love it if you could just be upstanding. Oh. I know that is an... it's an impertinence.
It's an imposition. It's an imposition.
How dare you?
I can't be upstanding with my knees.
Can I borrow yours?
Impertinent.
Listen, how dare you? Will you please, please be upstanding? Please be upstanding because it is this week's Neighbourhood Watch. Where's the bugler? Please, thank you. Please be upstanding. For this week's Neighbourhood Watch patron roll call. Good luck, everyone.
How dare you? Please, how dare you? Please, how dare you?
Please, how dare you?
Please, how dare you?
Madam, I cannot apologise enough for this.
Oh, let me tell you now.
Oh, what's upset you, madam?
I've just seen someone.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
They've not been allowed back
in. How dare they?
Oh. I'm so sorry.
How dare they?
So sorry. Were they impertinent towards you?
It was a true impertinence.
Yes, of course. a real sentence.
I've never had my modesty so affronted.
Oh, your modesty, you say?
My heart's on a flutter.
What happened? Who was it?
I just witnessed Gavin Butler.
Oh, no, not Gavin Butler. Gavin
witness
Butler.
Him, did you?
Oh, I
witnessed him.
Poor Gavin.
How dare he?
Is he buying a house?
He was buying a house.
Yes. Well, all the best for him.
What an awful imposition it was.
Oh, what an imposition. How impertinent of you.
What an awful.
Sir, are you okay? You seem in a terrible state.
I'm rather upset.
Oh, God.
How dare you be upset?
God, it's absolutely shocked you into
what an impertinent disturbance. It's perted me right up.
Yes, I can tell.
It's imperted me right down.
Oh, you're very pert.
I'm all of a quiver. Oh, God.
Yes. Keep that ball in the air.
Keep going. Don't lose momentum now, Clarky. I'm just hoping if I say enough words, that maybe one of them will just rhyme by accident.
That is an interesting method.
It hasn't worked yet.
God bless you for
nearly a year doing this, and it hasn't worked yet. Never once.
Very impertinent.
Oh, how dare you?
Oh, God.
You never guess who I saw.
I'm trying. I'm trying to guess.
I'll give it a go. 20 questions.
And if it rhymes, will you just go with it?
That's absolutely right, yes. Okay, who have you just seen?
Come on. Help us out.
Throw us a bone here, Clarky. Thankfully, she was in a good mood.
Oh, really?
She just won. It was our good friend, Alison. What the fuck are you on about?
Absolutely one of the all-time worst.
How dare you?
Jeepers, Thomas.
Oh, she's sorry for my impertinence.
She just won. She just won. Alison.
Okay, I'm just so sorry.
Okay.
Can we get Hawkeye on that one?
We're back.
All right, okay.
I found it all such a shock.
Oh, dear.
God damn it. I can't begin to tell you what's happened.
How dare you?
My dick's on the floor.
No.
Yes.
No.
I've popped it out.
I've put it
on the floor.
Is it still attached to yours?
Don't worry, no one can see it because it's so dark. But then someone came along and trod on it.
Oh, dear.
And that man's name was Anthony Clark. Oh. And he's got a heavy tread. Let me tell you something.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it's terrible.
I can see the tread marks in it.
I don't know what to do about that.
I'd pop it in a Dyson Airblade.
Steel toe caps. The Airblade will sort it out.
The Airblade will sort it out.
In Dyson, we trust.
The Airblade will sort it out.
And now are you okay? You seem in a terrible state.
I'm in a terrible state.
Oh, dear.
This is awful.
Oh, I've had the worst day ever.
Oh, God, have you won?
You haven't won.
You haven't won, have you?
I won.
Oh, yes.
But it's okay.
It was a shocker.
Because I won. With Alison.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank
you. And
God.
You too can win.
Oh, yes.
With Alison.
Oh, yes.
That's her slogan. And
yes.
Don't forget to vote for her.
Yes, of course.
Super
I'm
Tuesday.
Always winning with Alison in.
Alison, yes.
No, I've... you're not going to believe this.
It sounds like a tale of absolute woe.
I was going to borrow some money.
No.
I was going to borrow some
gosh,
money.
Do you need it?
The man who has all the money. Oh, all the wonga.
You're trying to
all
buy
the
something?
Loot. He really is the king of cash.
Oh, gosh.
He really is the cash lord.
Oh, he's the cash
he's
lord.
He's the cash
he?
Lord, yes.
Oh, gosh.
But you're not going to believe it.
Oh, gosh.
I trod on his dick.
I trod on his dick.
You trod on his dick. I trod on the dick of the cash lord. I said, please forgive me, David Ashford.
Oh,
but he wouldn't.
He is the cash lord.
The damage was done.
David Ashford.
Oh, cash lord.
He can afford what he wants.
How dare he?
Oh, he could buy your dick in an instant.
He could buy and sell it three times over and has done.
That's how he
That's
makes
why I'm so deep to him.
It's how he makes his money, weirdly.
Oh, God.
Are you okay, son?
Oh, I've had a terrible time.
Oh, really?
I've had a terrible time.
You've just won, have you?
I've just won. Not only did I just win, somebody just trod on my dick.
Oh, what's on your little dick?
Not on your dick.
Trod on my tiny little dick dick.
It's so small, your little dick dick, and someone still trod on it.
I know. Well, they climbed right up to my crotch. They just walked straight over me.
Good.
I was lying on the floor. It was a real shame, unfortunately.
Oh. That's your first mistake.
That's your first mistake. How dare you?
I was disguised as a welcome mat. It was a terrible idea.
Okay. Yes. Where's this going?
Can't wait to find this one.
Okay,
so described as a welcome mat you were, so I carry on.
Okay, so you're a welcome mat, yeah?
Okay, you were described as a... Okay, yeah,
you're a welcome mat. You were disguised as a welcome mat. And described as one as well.
Lying on the floor.
You were described and disguised as a welcome mat.
I asked the man.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I asked the man. Did you just tread on my little dick dick?
Yes.
And he said yes.
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 Disguised as a welcome mat you were.
Disguised as I can confer. I did.
You conferred?
Who are you conferring with? I conferred with the man.
Well, you conferred with the man, and he said yes.
But I tried to make it singular.
He said I confer.
Yes. But the rhyme is...
Okay. Oh, I see. Oh, well, yeah, well, I must concur with that.
Yeah, yes. It was Joshua Gallagher.
Wow, what a tale.
It was a tale as old as time.
A tale as old as time. Well, look, I'm terribly sorry, everyone.
Please.
For all of your inconvenience and impertinence. That sadly concludes, I'm so sorry to say it, this week's Neighbourhood Patreon Watch. Roll. Call.
I hate to be a pain, but I think I'm standing on both your dicks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.